Proverbs chapter 10. This is session 2, entitled A Quest for Righteousness, A Quest for Righteousness. And we're looking at verses 5 through 13 of Romans 10, so let's read the passage. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, and that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. And here's verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So Moses wrote of a righteousness based on obedience to the law. See that when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 30. We find that man of his own self-effort cannot perfectly obey. God's justice requires sinless perfection, which is not achievable unless you are the one and only sinless Son of God. Now, we can have a sinless righteousness based on faith in his sacrificial death on the cross for us. The merit is his, not ours. But there is hope. His merit is imputed or given to us. We are counted righteous. This is all verified or confirmed by his resurrection. His sacrifice for our helpless, sinful condition is accepted by the Father. Hooray, by faith we are saved. So now comes the question, how do we find it? How do we conduct this quest for righteousness? Do we ascend to heaven somehow? Do we descend into hell somehow to find it? No, and here is the great surprise, so hard to grasp. So simple, it can't be true, but it is. Verse 8 says, the truth and the faith necessary to activate it are right there with you. This faith is in your inner self, expressed here as your mouth and heart. So let's look again at verse 9 and 10. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Now, the Greek verb used in verse 9, will be saved, means saved and kept eternally. The Greek verb in verse 10, is saved, means delivered from sin. Saved and kept and delivered from sin. What a blessing. What a gift. This entire exchange between God and man is pictured in baptism, which teaches these truths in a demonstration to the world of your faith. You confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead. The baptismal formula is often buried with him in baptism, raised with him in newness of life. You found his righteousness. Your quest is over. It was right there in your mouth and in your heart all along. So, Father, we look everywhere at some stage of our life as we struggle, as we deal with our sin nature, as we try to be good enough to please you and then realize we cannot. And we finally find out that if we confess that to you and in front of our brothers and sisters in the faith, and believe in our heart that you are God the Son, you really died, you really were buried, you really came to life again, you're alive right now because of your love for us as individuals. If we trust in that, we don't have to look all over for you. You're right here with us. What a blessing that is. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.